just first your thoughts on I'm coming back to Miami and you know, so long as you're healthy, playing in front of probably what is a dream come true for you, your hometown city.
Yeah, it's awesome to be able to come back. You know, I came back and played my senior year in college, but you know, to come back at the professional level is obviously great. You know, just playing in the NFL is a blessing and a dream come true at itself. But being able to start, you know, is great.
Hey, Thad, does any part of being an NFL starting quarterback surprise you, whether it would have surprised you a year ago or 2 days ago?
No, not at all. Something you want to be and something you try to be and you work hard to be, you know, when you get that opportunity to come, you know, if you know you prepared and have prepared yourself to be ready for that opportunity, then you just step right into that role, so... It hasn't been surprising, you know, if it was today, tomorrow, or last year, things of that nature. I just was happy I got the opportunity.
And in light of the foot injury, and you're coming home to play here in Miami, did you work extra hard to get back, or would you kind of take an extra risk to play in front of the home crowd that you wouldn't if you were, you know, playing in, say, D.C. or something?
If I was playing in any game, I was going to work hard to come back. You know, that's just me. That's just the competitive nature in me, the toughness in me. You know, it's going to take more than a little foot sprain to keep me out. So, you know, you want to always take advantage of your opportunities and my opportunities. Right now, it's in the start of the Buffalo Bills, so I'm going to try to take advantage of that as long as it lasts.
I understand you watched the first four or five games from the upstairs in the coach's box. How did that get you prepared to step in as the starter? And are you spending more time still learning the Bills offense or spending more time studying the Dolphins?
Just more time studying the Dolphins. Them first 6 weeks was my whole time to be able to learn that offense. And being up in the booth helps you out to see what the coverage and things of that nature things you can see from a bird's eye view, which actually helped me out Sunday when I was on the field playing against the Bengals.
I spoke with Jerry Hughes this morning, and first of all, tell me your thoughts on him and how he helped your development, and then also he talked about the impact your mother had in your life. Can you talk about that as well?
Yeah, Coach Hughes had a great impact, you know, instilling discipline in us when we were kids as a young man and showing us things we need to do in life. And, you know, that carried us a long way, even going into college and growing into an older man. You know, he was tough, he was hard-nosed, and, you know, he did everything by the book, so that helped us out, that helped me out, you know, going in. And my mom didn't play, you know, it was all about education first, and so I had to make sure I did my books in order for me to play sports, so she played a major role in my life as well.
How many of your old coaches do you expect to see on Sunday?
I really don't know. I know Coach Hughes told me him and a couple of my coaches from high school would be there, so I probably get to see those guys, but I really have no idea.
Hey, Thad, you know, I'm wondering if you have an advantage over the Dolphins defense or the Dolphins defense has an advantage over you from the standpoint they don't have a lot of film on you, you know, on the other hand, you are a young quarterback. Does anybody get an advantage for that reason in the matchup?
No, I don't think no one gets an advantage. I think it's just the guy that, you know, football is like a chess match. So sometimes they're going to get us on some plays, sometimes we're going to get them. But it's just, you know, the people that play the whole four quarters, you know, it's the guy that, you know, makes the last mistakes and usually come out with the win. So it's going to be a tough game, and, you know, everybody's going to go out there and play hard. So I don't think anyone has an advantage or disadvantage.
You saw Olivier and Lamar, obviously, in college. Did you play those guys in high school?
I don't think I played Olivier in high school. If he was, I'm a little older than him, so he probably was younger when I played against America.
I got you.
Coming back the other day from two touchdowns down in the fourth quarter, what kind of feedback did you get from your teammates and coaches for getting your team to overtime?
You know, they were excited. You know, just know that if the game is not over till the clock is 0-0, and as long as there's time left on the clock, you know, as a unit, you know, we still have an opportunity to win the game, and we believed in each other, and we went out there and made plays. So, you know, just to go out and do that was encouraging, but we didn't get the win, so we're not satisfied with being able to come back. You know, now we're trying to put it all together to come out with a W.
Thad, the touchdown pass to tie it up, a beautifully thrown deep ball. where does that rank on list of beautiful passes, I guess, that you've thrown? Because it was great.
I can't call it. I think it's just another day on the field and being able to make a play, you know, when the guy was open, having to throw the first ball, you know, that's what you have to do. So it's pretty much expected of you, so I can't rank it among the prettiest passes I've thrown.
Obviously, the Bills have EJ to be their guy long term. But do you feel like this is kind of an opportunity for you to enhance and make your career? I mean, this is the opportunity to start. Quarterbacks have parlayed that into an entire career.
Yeah, you just want to anytime you get an opportunity, you want to take advantage of it. And they always say the quarterback position is pivotal in this league, and you just want to show everyone that you deserve in this league. So you have to play great week in and week out, no matter what the situation is, and once you get the opportunity. So that's how I approach it. I take it a day at a time, and I never know what the future holds here at the Bills, but I just know that, I'm going to give it my best shot while I'm out there.
Thad, I'm wondering if you look at yourself as an underdog in any way, shape, or form from the standpoint that, you're from Duke, which isn't a quarterback factory, and you've been on the practice squad. You weren't, a first or second round pick. Do you view yourself as an underdog in any way?
Not at all. Everybody knows it's a business, and you know how the business goes. And there's certain things that's out of my control that I can't worry about, and I never usually worry about it. And I wasn't on the practice squad because of my ability. Maybe it was a few other things, but it wasn't my ability. So long as I was able to believe in my ability, know that my ability got me to where I was at, even having one foot in the door being on practice squad. So I always knew I had a chance, whenever that was, to be a starter if the time presented itself.
Do you expect, how many people do you expect to be at the game on Sunday? Obviously, you probably had quite a few ticket requests.
Nah, just immediate family, just the people, that I talk to. I have a small inner circle. It's not big, so my ticket request, wasn't that big.
You said that it wasn't your ability that was keeping you off an NFL 53-man roster. What was it, in your opinion?
I know, remember when I was at the St. Louis Rams, they just told me they wanted to go with an older guy. They thought I was a year away, but I played. They didn't want two young guys. Sam Bradford would have been in his second year. I would have been in my second year. So they didn't want to keep two young guys on the roster. So they was like, I played good. I deserve, to be the backup. But they didn't want to. They wanted to go with the older guys. So that's how I ended up in Cleveland. And then, they draft a first-round draft pick. There's nothing you can do about that, So it's just how the chips fell. It never wasn't my ability, so. Until somebody gave you the opportunity, you just had to continue to grind and continue to work, And then when the opportunity presented itself, take advantage of it.